In this short section, we demonstrate saving time with the data sheet view, an out-of-the-box view that is available to site members and site owners from the toolbar. Earlier, we showed how adding list items or editing metadata on a list involved opening a dialog, making your changes, closing the dialog, and then opening the dialog for the next item. If you have many metadata edits or many list items to enter, then this method might be time-consuming. The built-in data sheet view helps speed up this process. First, open the list. In the ribbon, click the List tab. On the left end of the List toolbar, the Standard View button is automatically highlighted. This is the type of view we've been using and serves you well for everyday use. Now, next to that button is the Data Sheet view. This feature transforms your list into a spreadsheet, much like Microsoft Excel. In fact, it calls on the instance of Microsoft Access installed on your computer. Now you can simply supply information directly into cells of the spreadsheet. In some cells you enter information, such as the title column. Notice, SharePoint provides you with a new row automatically. In other fields you can quickly select options from a drop-down menu, such as in the Assign to column. Sometimes defaults may appear. If needed, you can change those. All this information is saved in real time. You do not click a Save or OK button. To delete a row, right-click in any field on that row. In the menu, select Delete Rows. A confirmation message appears. Click Yes. The row disappears and the rows underneath move up one. To see how the list looks now, click the Standard View button. Here's the new item we added, and notice that the item we deleted is gone. There are a few important limitations we must make clear about the data sheet view. This capability is available on Windows Internet Explorer only, release 9 or higher. No other browser supports this capability. Also, this feature is not as useful on a library. Any changes you want to make requires you to first check out each document, and then check each one back in, so you generally do not save much time. Finally, you must have Microsoft Access installed on your Windows computer for this feature to work.